Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Hello and welcome once again to a new edition, or a new season, I should say, of The Director's Cut. And we've got a very special weekend, next weekend on the 12th and the 19th, when we'll be bringing you The War of the Worlds from Jeff Wayne. But this week, it is 13 going on 30. Thanks for joining us. I hope you're going to enjoy the program.
He's looking at you, kid.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Here's Johnny.
And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
This is Robinson. You're trying to seduce me.
Jenna Rink couldn't grow up fast enough.
Smile, sweetie.
Don't you knock?
Are you wearing a bra?
You're not ready.
Dad,
for
stop
a bra.
Taping.
So on her 13th birthday,
Dad, check this out. Wishing dust.
She only made one wish.
I hate being 13.
I just want to be grown up.
And she woke up 17 years later.
Hey, sweet Bob.
Hey, sweet Bob.
You're naked.
Well, not yet.
Something really freaky is happening here. I slept in an apartment I've never seen before. There was a naked man in my shower, and I saw his...
Now, she's got a lot of catching up to do.
Repeat after me. I am Jenna Rink, Big Time Magazine editor.
I am?
Eminem's on the phone. He wants a decision now.
Plane.
Peanut.
Today is the first day.
Is there anything else you need from me?
Actually, I need to find this guy. Matt, it's me.
Jenna, why are you here?
Yesterday was my 13th birthday. And today, I woke up and I'm this. There's something really weird going on.
One woman will discover...
I like your dress.
It's because I've got these incredible boobs to fill it out.
She's truly a kid at heart.
It's 11 o'clock on a school night and I'm at a party. It's so cool.
It's 11 o'clock and people are leaving.
Maybe if somebody played something other than this.
Honey, play whatever you want to.
Maddie, it's Thriller!
You wanna know a secret?
Yeah.
You're the sweetest guy I've ever known.
And I just floated home on a cloud.
That is so romantic.
Jennifer Garner, Mark Ruffalo. 13 going on 30.
Mr. Hottie behind you is totally scamming on you.
Should I go talk to him? I actually came over here because I think you're really cute.
So do you want to go out sometime?
We're going to take off now.
But you want to go to jail? I'm a bad guy.
The man?
Yes, indeed. 13 going on 30 is the title. Well, in some countries, it was called Suddenly 30. Well, this came out in 2004. It's an American fantasy romantic comedy. So it's a rom-com. It's all about fantasy. And, well, it stars Jennifer Garner and Mark Ruffalo. And, well, the basic story is it received general positive reviews from critics, with many praising Garner's performance and its nostalgic environment. It was also praised for its onerous plot and self-empowering message. The film was also a commercial success, earning $22 million in its first week and becoming one of the year's biggest-selling DVD rental titles back in the day. Well, its total box office profit was over $96 million. Did rather well. Additionally, the soundtrack charted inside the top 50 on the US Billboard chart. And this is the reason why we have the film today, because Garner's acting earned her nomination from both the MTV Movie Awards and the Teen Choice Awards. So let's get into the music here from the movie this week on Director's Cut, 13 going on 30.
Yo, VIP, let's kick it.
Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby.
All right, stop.
collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle.
Dance.
Crush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom.
Deadly.
When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bullseye. The kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Ice, ice, baby.
With the bass kicked in and the Vegas are pumping. Quick to the point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. Burning them, getting quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal and a hi-hat with a souped up tempo. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo.
Rolling
in my 5.0 with my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove by, kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A.
Beach Run Avenue.
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine.
Ready
for the chumps on the wall. The chumps acting ill because they're full of eight ball. Gunshots ranged out like a bell. I grabbed my nine, all I heard was shells.
Falling
on the concrete real fast. Jumped in my car, slammed on the gas. Bumper to bumper, the avenue's packed. I'm trying to get away before the jack is jacked.
Police on the scene,
you know what I mean? They passed me up, could run it all the dope fiends. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Ice, ice, baby.
Miami's on the scene, just in case you didn't know it. My town that created all the bass sound. Enough to shake and kick holes in the ground, cause my style's like a chemical spill. Feasible rhymes you can vision and feel. Conducted in form, this is a hell of a concept. We make it hype, and you wanna step with this. Shape plays on a fade, slice like a ninja, cut like a razor blade so fast. Other DJs say,
damn,
my rhyme was a drug, I'd sell it by the gram. Keep my composure when it's time to get loose. Magnetized by the mic while I kick my juice. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while DJ revolves it. Yo, man, let's get out of here. Word to your mother.
I'm
Well, the plot goes like this. In 1987, nerdy 13-year-old Jenna Rink yearns to be popular. She persuades the six chicks, school's ruling clique led by Tom-Tom, to attend her birthday party by doing their homework for them. Well, Jenna's best friend and next-door neighbour, Marty Frenhoff, secretly in love with her, gifts her a handmade dollhouse and sprinkles the roof with magic witching dust.
Director's Cut
with Alan T.
The six chicks arrive with a group of boys, including Jenna's crush, Chris Grandy. Well, they trick Jenna into believing Chris is going to play 7 minutes in heaven with her while they leave with the completed homework. When Marty discovers her in the closet, humiliated Jenna barricades herself and tearfully wishes to be 30 and 30 and thriving. Are the wishes about to fall on her?
Making the most of the dark. Two by two, their bodies become one. I see you through the smoky air. Can't you feel the weight of my stare? You're so close. It's all brand new.
trying hard to control my heart. I walk over to where you are. I do, I, we need no words at all. Slowly now we begin to move. Every breath I'm deeper.
Woke up from my sleep to the sound of that voice. And the words that I heard, I had no choice. It told me I had to turn around. My assurance slowly faded down. And I wonder, will I ever make it home? Will I ever leave the ground? Leave this place so far behind. That I had were quickly destroyed. The problem was one I couldn't avoid. They welcomed me to stay overnight. I'm too tired to complain, so I just might. And I wonder, will I ever make it home to the place I recognize? Far from here and where I've been, and all the things that I've will I ever make it home? Can they keep me here for good? Where I hardly know what I sold, and my fear keeps going on. Weariness keeps growing inside. My patience is starting to subside. And I hope I'll be there soon. It can't be long. From my sleep to the sound of that voice. From the words that I heard, I had no choice. It told me I had to turn around. My assurance slowly faded down. And I wonder, will I ever make it home? Will I ever leave the ground? Leave this place so far behind. So there is no turn.
Well, the next morning, Jenna awakens as an adult in a luxurious Fifth Avenue apartment in 2004, dating a young man she does not recognize and with no memory of the intervening 17 years. Well, upon further investigation, she learns that she now works as an editor to her favourite fashion magazine, Poise. Alongside her co-editor and best friend Lucy Wyman, however, the magazine is falling behind in arch-rival Sparkle, which her editor-in-chief, Richard Keeland, believes is the work of a saboteur. Well, a confused Jenna locates Malty, now a struggling photographer, at Greenwich Village. Well, he explains that in high school, she became the new head of the Six Chicks and subsequently stopped speaking to him. She also learns that Lucy is Tom Tom.
Yeah.
As she adjusts to the new adult life, Jenna gradually learns that the person she has become is nothing like her shy, sweet teenage self. The adult Jenna plagiarized ideas, became estranged with her parents, and had an affair with a co-worker's husband. Well, after overhearing Lucy plotting to remove her from a presentation on the Poise rebrand, Jenny returns to her childhood home in New Jersey to reunite with her parents before reconciling with Marty and hiring him to help with her presentation. Well, they gradually fall for each other, though Marty's fiance Wendy is eager for him to move to Chicago.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed, it ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Well, Jenna's presentation proved successful, but Lucy lies to Matty and claims Jenna did not use the photos, having then signed them over to her instead. Well, while looking for Marty to deliver the good news, Jenna finds Wendy, who reveals that her wedding is the next day. Moreover, she learns from Keelan that Lucy became Sparkle's new editor-in-chief by using Jenna's presentation. Well, outraged, she confronts Lucy, who scornfully reveals that Jenna is the one who plagiarized and sabotaged Poise in exchange for a position at Sparkle, though Lucy took the job first.
Yeah.
Jenna rushes to Matty's childhood home, where the wedding is about to take place, to explain what happened. Well, Marty says he already knew the truth. Well, Jenna has to convince Marty to give their relationship a chance. It goes on a bit, doesn't it? Promising that she is not the awful person she appears to be. Marty acknowledges his feelings for her, but rejects her anyway, claiming that too many years have passed. He gives her the dollhouse, which she had kept despite their estrangement, and confesses that he has always loved her. Jenny goes next door to her childhood home and breaks down in tears while holding the doll's house. A breeze swirls some remnants of the wishing dust around her.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Jenny reawakens back in 1987 on her 13th birthday when Mutty finds her huddled alone in the closet. She happily embraces and kisses him. Jenna berates Lucy and her friends, destroys their complete his homework, and ousts them from the house. With this second chance, Jenna lives the subsequent 17 years differently, eventually going on to marry Marty. With the newlywed couple then move into a suburban house resembling the doll's house Marty gave Jenna in her 13th birthday.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile. But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. Told that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's alright, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Thanks so much for your company. This has been the Director's Cut this week, featuring 13 Going on 30 with Jennifer Garner. Great, great, interesting film, I think. I'm going to have to watch it now because I'm quite interested in it and I haven't watched it, so there you go. Now, thanks very much indeed for my help from Eamon and Maddie, who's always here to give me support when I put the programme together. Have a great week. Bye for now. Oh,
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.